Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
We wanted to talk a little bit about the issue of malaria, and we know that this has become, it is a becoming a problem. KwaZulu-Natal went from reporting fewer than 30 malaria cases over the last few months to 97 cases this month, and Mpumalanga went from fewer than 100 cases in December to 250 cases this month. We need to talk about this. Professor Lucille Bloomberg, Right to Care and South Africa Malaria Advisory Group member. Good morning. How are you doing?
Good morning, Howard. I'm doing well. Thank you very much for raising this important subject.
Yeah, because I think the one of the outcomes, I guess, of a pandemic is that's all we talk about. So it's as though everything else kind of disappeared and COVID was the only show in town.
So that's exactly right. You know, we are in the malaria season.
Mm-hmm.
January, February, March, April is really the peak. Many people traveled this last December, as opposed to the previous 2 years because of COVID. And they're now returning. And then when they present with a fever or flu-like illness, they think it's COVID.
Ah.
You know, we do have the Omicron wave.
It's yes.
Kind of settling down. But they immediately think COVID. And the health workers think COVID.
I was just going to say,
been on holiday and they don't tell anybody.
Yeah. I was thinking exactly that. It's probably not even about the layperson, but actually the doctors. If you go to a doctor with a cold, they're probably thinking COVID, not malaria.
Yeah. Yes.
So in fact, awareness.
There's overlapping symptoms. Fever, which perhaps is less common with the current COVID. Very important sign of malaria. Headache, muscle pain, which is common to both, and fatigue.
And that's also very much a COVID symptom.
Very, very much.
Mm.
So you don't get respiratory symptoms with the malaria, but with the current COVID, you know, those are not always that obvious.
Yeah.
So I think the key message, Howard, is if you have any fever, flu-like illness, muscle pain, headache, extreme tiredness, please remember malaria first. It's very rapidly progressive. It's unforgiving. An extra day without diagnosis and treatment will make the difference between mild, uncomplicated malaria, easy to treat, and complicated malaria.
And how long?
Tell people that you've been.
Absolutely, because we need to spread the word. How long after you've been to a malaria area would symptoms traditionally or normally start to manifest?
Yeah, so it's anything from a week
up
to about a month. It's key is that travel history.
Mm.
We've been to Mozambique in particular. There's a lot of malaria at this time of the year. It's the season.
Right.
You've been to northern KZN, been even to the Kruger Park and the areas around it, northeastern Limpopo, and you've got any of those symptoms, please immediately go to the health for healthcare. Insist on a malaria test.
So
you know, patient power.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Get the results quickly. It should be available either immediately if it's a rapid test within 30 minutes, or from the lab within a few hours. Get that result. If it's negative, repeat it, and then start treatment immediately. Have the COVID test first.
Yeah, well, the other problem is people aren't even testing for COVID at the moment
That's exactly right. You've hit the nail on the head. They think it's COVID. Oh, it'll go away.
Yeah.
They forget the travel. And things are going to be very different in a day or two from malaria.
In terms of kids, are the symptoms the same? Do we see it playing out in the same way?
Malaria in children presents much more subtly, so poor feeding, fever is usual.
Right.
And lethargy,
Okay.
So much more subtle.
Right, and it's really something to be aware of. If you have been to, let's look at those areas again. It's Mozambique, it's Mpumalanga, it's parts of KwaZulu-Natal, is that right?
Northern
parts of KwaZulu-Natal. If you have been there and you do have any of these symptoms, don't automatically assume that it's COVID, because it really can be particularly dangerous. How treatable is malaria?
If it's picked up on the first day or two after the symptoms have started, and it's that day or two, not longer, it's a course of 24 tablets. We use something called Coartem for adults, highly effective, get better quickly. If you get to day 4 or 5, you're going to have complicated malaria, cerebral malaria, and every other organ system.
Absolutely.
You know, much, much, much harder to treat and may not be successful.
All right. And
I think malaria.
Absolutely. And I think that's really the point of this conversation, is to raise awareness. If you have been away, if you have these symptoms, just insist on a test for malaria. Professor Lucille Bloomberg, thank you, as always, for chatting to us, Writer to Care and South African Malaria Advisory Group member. I think raising a particularly important issue.